the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
First of all, I give respect what respect is due. I mean, his 19 years in this league goes unprecedented. I mean, what he was able to do for this league, not only on the court, but off the court. I think he's probably one of the only big men to ever play this game to be able to mark it and be able to be marketable off the court. I mean, he sold shoes, he did movies, he did a lot of things off the court. He sold records, he did a lot, man, he did everything.
There's LeBron James commenting on teammate Shaquille O'Neal's retirement. LeBron and the rest of Shaq's former Miami Heat teammates are playing the Dallas Mavericks this weekend in the NBA Finals. And that's what's number 10. What's going on in sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera. Number 10 on this week's countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into our overview of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 10th of June. Reviewing the big stories, the big topics, if you will, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is the big publication in the talk industry. And Talkers holding their annual new media seminar in New York City, where many of your favorite hosts will be this weekend. NBA, number 10. Number 9 on the countdown, the Arizona wildfires. Talk host Jim Sharp here with Phoenix reporter Greg Paul about new equipment being brought in to fight the fires, which have grown to the size, actually, of the city of Phoenix.
The fire, the Wallow Fire, is the second largest fire in Arizona history now, and it couldn't come at a worse time. Of course, this is when wildfires happen. For a town that it counts on a lot of people coming and visiting during the summer months because, the whole area there, it's like that. People just, they want to get out of the heat, out of the valley, and they come from, gosh, you don't even have to come from a place where it's all that hot because it's just so beautiful there. Joining us for a few minutes is Greg Paul. Tell us about what's going on up there. Greg, you were telling me they're bringing in new equipment. There's something brand new to fight this fire, right?
Yeah, well, it's never happened in Arizona, but yesterday fire crews did order a 747 super tanker. Apparently, the super tanker can drop the equivalent of 8 air tankers, and it could drop also a mile of fire line. They said that they believe it's going to be flying out of Tucson today, and they hope to get a few drops, weather permitting, with the 747 to knock down this humongous fire here in the White Mountains.
Yeah, you know, we were talking off the air about this, and if you're one of those guys on that's out there actually on the ground fighting the fire, you got to watch out for when this stuff comes, and if it's going to be a mile's worth of this slurry, this fire retardant they drop, it's pretty. You got to be careful up there. I guess they actually had to pull out of Greer for a while yesterday, and then they went to something called Point Protection. What is that, Greg?
Yeah, well, they were saying it got pretty hairy in Greer yesterday. They were afraid that the fire was going to go around Mount Bailey and then come down, and that's exactly what it did, and it got into Greer. Now, we really don't know what happened in Greer yesterday. There were some reports that Greer was on fire, Greer was lost. The fire teams, they completely pulled out. But they said was that they temporarily retreated, reassessed, and went back in with the Point Protection. Basically, what they do there is they just save structures. They let the fire move through, but they'll make a containment line around different structures, homes, cabins, businesses, and then they let the fire go around it. So they're going to assess later on today what happened in Greer. They don't have a number of any structures burning, if any did.
Number 8.
John Edwards' case, number 8, from CBS' Jan Crawford, reports on the indictment against Edwards.
The National Enquirer reported he and Hunter, a campaign aide, were having an affair, and she was pregnant with Edwards' child. All the while, he looked like the devoted father and husband to wife Elizabeth, who was diagnosed with breast cancer after the 2004 campaign.
First of all, it happened during a period after she was in remission from cancer.
He only admitted he was the father of Hunter's baby last year. He and Elizabeth separated, and she died last December. By then, prosecutors were closing in. They focused on money donated to Edwards by two wealthy supporters, Dallas attorney Fred Barron, who died in 2008, and reclusive heiress Rachel Bunny Mellon. Prosecutors say that money should have been considered a campaign contribution and that by spending it on his mistress, Edwards broke the law. Edwards claims the cash contributions were gifts from friends to help him, not the campaign.
But I did not break the law, and I never, ever thought I was breaking the law.
Now, Edwards' lawyers say these charges are unprecedented and wrong, and they will mount an aggressive defense.
Coming up, the debate over the debt ceiling, and the New York Times says we're involved in a covert war in Yemen. That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're up to number 7 on the countdown. The battles over the budget, debt ceiling, etc. Talk host Ray Dunaway here with the analyst David Lightman about the pressure being put on Congress to finally come up with a budget.
Well, I understand that there is some heat on leadership in both the House, well, the minority leadership in the House, and the the leadership majority in the Senate to do some kind of budget because they haven't done a budget.
It's unbelievable. It's been 2 years now since we've seen a real budget. Now, the president did a budget in February. The House Democrats did a budget in April. But if you look at those budgets, the numbers don't add up.
And Obama's budget was voted down, 97 zip or something in the Senate?
Yeah, and he would add, $13 trillion to the debt? I mean, come on. No, they just won't put a plan out there. They wouldn't do it last year because they didn't want to vote on it, and they didn't want voters pointing fingers at them. And this year, it's just they're saying, well, we got the Biden talks, and that's the vice president's bipartisan group trying to figure out a way out of this. But the Biden talks didn't begin until, April 15th?
I've got some transcripts from those meetings here. You want another one? Here. Pass it. Waitress?
Sounds accurate to me,
You want another order of wings? Sure. Done deal. So, are they getting a little nervous about those? We've not had good economic numbers. I mean, none of them have been stellar. But we've had some really troubling figures. Unemployment, there are all kinds of things to worry about.
Well, that's a great question. The rhetoric indicates they're getting nervous, but they don't do anything. I mean, here we are. House isn't in this week.
Which is a good thing sometimes, but okay, go ahead. Slow for you.
They're debating this credit bill right now. They're going to vote on it today. They'll probably vote on something tomorrow and then go home Thursday afternoon or evening.
Number 6.
The war in Yemen is number 6 on the countdown. CNN's Kiran Chetri and Christine Romans talked to Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr about the New York Times story, which says the CIA is conducting a covert war against al-Qaeda in Yemen.
The United States reportedly ramping up airstrikes against al-Qaeda in Yemen. The New York Times is reporting that the Obama administration is waging a covert war on militant targets using fighter jets as well as armed drones. Our Barbara Starr is live at the Pentagon this morning. So a huge power vacuum in Yemen right now. And of course, as we've been talking about, it's a double-edged sword for the White House.
Well, we know that the U.S. military had been training Yemeni forces. We know there had been some airstrikes. The New York Times reporting those airstrikes have now resumed. And of course, this is so critical because the U.S. intelligence community has been very concerned since the killing of Osama bin Laden that al-Qaeda in Yemen was going to start trying to gain strength with new money, new funding, new recruits, and take advantage also of the unrest in that very troubled country, the violent anti-government demonstrations, all of this providing a vacuum for al-Qaeda in Yemen to fill, and that is part of the concern here. The New York Times reporting there have been more airstrikes now and that some al-Qaeda operatives have been killed. You know, Leon Panetta will be on Capitol Hill for his confirmation hearings as Secretary of Defense. We have an advanced look at some of what he'll be talking about, and he has submitted a statement to the committee about the situation in Yemen. I want to read you some of it. He's talking about AQAP, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, essentially al-Qaeda in Yemen. And he says, quote, AQAP is intensely focused on conducting a near-term attack against the United States and poses an immediate terrorist threat to U.S. interests and the homeland. Al-Qaeda and its affiliate AQAP are still actively plotting attacks with the principal goal of successfully striking the U.S. homeland. That's why all of this, of course, is so important. This arm of al-Qaeda does pose a direct threat to the United States. According to the U.S. government, they've already proven they can reach out and touch. You just have to recall that so-called underwear bomber in December 2009. That was a man said to be affiliated with al-Qaeda in Yemen. That's why this now is in the crosshairs of the Obama administration.
Number five.
Number five on the countdown, Libya and more Middle East turmoil. Host Rick Daniels here with CBS's Middle East correspondent Tula Viajo about the president's comments, President Obama, that it's just a matter of time before Gaddafi is out.
What is the latest? Where does the UN stand? Where does the world stand as far as Libya and Gaddafi is concerned?
Well, the four ministers of NATO and Arab states are here today to decide just that. But basically what they're trying to do is trying to foresee a post-Qaddafi era. And the rebel representatives are here today to raise some money. Italy has already said tentatively that it will pledge up to 400 million euros towards that effort. The U.S. has already bought 1.2 million barrels of oil from the Libyan rebels. And Spain said it's not going to give any more, but it's going to keep the status quo. And China hasn't even agreed to speak to the rebels. So things are progressing. The international community is giving much more legitimacy to the rebels. But whether or not this means that Gaddafi will be out soon, that's really very unclear still.
Now, NATO continuing, best we can tell, airstrikes, right? And they're aiming right for him now, it looks like.
It looks like they're aiming right for him or his military installations. But from the talk that we're hearing here is that they are thinking that Gaddafi's time is coming to an end. But then they said this before, that Gaddafi was going to fall, and that was a premature prediction. So, again, we have to take everything that has been said with a grain of salt because we just don't know what the situation on the ground is with Gaddafi, whether or not the NATO bombings are actually coming close to defeating his ground troops or just military installations.
Coming up, more fallout over last week's report on job growth or the lack thereof. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. We're up to number 4 on the countdown. Low job growth stats. Host Bill Cunningham here with Peter Barnes from Fox about the unemployment rates, which are getting close to Depression-era numbers.
There were only 2 years during the Great Depression when unemployment was above 20%. Most knowledgeable economists believe the real unemployment number is about 18 to 20%. Because it's 9.1, add on top of it those who have quit looking, which is about 6%.
Discouraged workers, those marginally attached to the workforce, those working part-time for economic reasons who would rather have a full-time, it's about 18%.
18%, which is depression-type numbers. And at least during the Depression, we had no national debt of any consequence. We had a educated, knowledgeable, wanting to work workforce. We had cities and states that were financially solvent. Here we are in 2011. The cities and states are financially insolvent. We have a workforce which is not willing, able to do any job for any amount of money. And we have about a $14.5 trillion national debt on its way to 20. In many ways, in 2011, we're in worse shape now than in 1933. And the media doesn't fix it. Well, I tell you what the media fixates on, Peter Barnes, and you're a national guy. It fixates on Sarah Palin's comments about Paul Revere. Or it goes after Chris Christie because he took a helicopter ride to his son's baseball game. Those are the big issues in America today. It's Anthony Weiner's wiener and whether or not Weiner was doing something with his wiener that Weiner shouldn't have done with his wiener. Those are the things we think about. While the average household in America has a $534,000 national debt on its back on the unfunded liabilities, and we have these crises happening, and we can't stop it. We're out of control, and we have a president that's played golf 63 times.
And we're going to have an election about it.
Yeah, and we got no chance because he will pander and exploit the fears and ignorance of large numbers of voters to scare the hell out of them. He's going to scare the hell out of blacks, Hispanics, senior citizens, and labor union types to vote for him. And as a consequence, he's likely to get reelected, and we're going to get the government we deserve, Peter Barnes, and that worries me.
You saw the poll today from the Washington Post.
Yeah,
about
Romney.
Romney. And the president's ratings on handling of the economy in the tank. And guess what? It's still the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
And so they'll do not assume anything. The only lesson I've learned in covering politics for 20 years is that politics turns on a dime.
Yeah.
And that's why President Obama is working so hard and scrambling so hard to talk about the economy, to try and talk about job creation, talk about gas prices.
Yeah.
One of the number one indicators of presidential reelections is the growth of real disposable per capita income in the prior term. And when it's low, presidents have lost, and under President Obama, that's been dead in the water. So,
yeah.
So he knows that, and that's why he keeps talking about these gas prices and trying to do something about them, because high gas prices and high food prices are squeezing average families. So, Bill, American people are very, very smart at the end of the day and very practical.
So you're saying, Peter Barnes, keep hope alive.
Low job growth stats, number four. The big topics this week on the countdown being recapped for you. And to go back to number 10 for a moment, sports talk, including the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, wildfires in Arizona, number 9. John Edwards, number 8. Number 7 is the ongoing battle over the budget. Number 6, the CIA war in Yemen. Number 5, Libya. And more Middle East turmoil and low job growth, number 4. So that leaves us with numbers 3, number 2, and number 1. And they're up next as the Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Wearing glasses with Prezzal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Prezzal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prezzal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome back to our weekly Talk Radio Countdown. Up to the number three item, the challenge to Obamacare. On Fox, Greta Van Susteren talked to Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi about the Obama administration's attempts to get the earlier decision reversed. That decision had ruled that Obamacare was unconstitutional.
Always a big game of voodoo as we try to guess what the judges think, but tell me your impression of the questions that the appellate judges asked. What scared you and what made you confident?
You know, Greta, I'll tell you, nothing really scared me. They were well prepared. They asked very educated questions. They asked a lot of questions about coercion. The federal government tried to argue that this was simply an inducement telling people to purchase health care. And Judge Marcus actually called out Florida and said, hey, federal government, if you can force Florida to raise the eligibility pool to 133%, I want to get the quote right, we will cut you off from billions of dollars of funding that's yours. How is that not coercion? And the federal government completely dodged the question. Not only that, Greta, tonight they admitted that it was a tax. That's their argument now, and of course that's contrary to everything President Obama has said in the past.
Wait, stop. Now, they were very specific when this was passed. They didn't call it a tax at all. Who's now admitting tonight that it's a tax? Because that's not an insignificant matter, because it's certainly politically unpopular to pass it, but there actually is a legal issue in terms of whether it's a tax or not. Who's saying it's a tax?
The lawyer for the federal government in court today said this is a tax. And that was huge because, of course, under the Commerce Clause, they wouldn't be able to. That's the only way they would have an argument that they could regulate this is if it is a tax. And, of course, the legislation is very clear saying it's a penalty or a fine. Our president said it wasn't a tax. And now the lawyer for the federal government today stood up and said it was a tax. And the judges questioned him about that and said, wow, it says that nowhere in the health care legislation.
Host J.P. Pritchard and Lana Hughes talking about the court challenge to Obamacare with Dr. Donald Palmisano, former president of the American Medical Association, who opposes Obamacare, and Simon Lazarus, attorney for the National Senior Citizens Law Center, who's in favor of the plan.
First to you, Dr. Palmisano, are you encouraged by what you heard in terms of questions from the court in Atlanta?
Yes, I think this will be a very important decision. Eventually, the United States Supreme Court will make the final decision, and hopefully they'll do it in 2012. But I think, they made the point that if you can have this individual mandate, you can basically mandate people to do anything.
Mr. Lazarus, again, as you just heard, much of the focus in the furor indeed over that individual mandate. What do you think about that?
Well, I thought that one of the judges pointed out that the whole argument of the opponents of the law, namely that the law is regulating inactivity, just wasn't correct. This is Judge Hull, and she pointed out that when she sits down to calculate how to spend money, whether to, for example, to get health insurance or to go on a vacation, that's activity. Another judge, Judge Marcus, kept emphasizing that 20 million uninsured people visit emergency rooms every year and shift their costs to the rest of us. And he kept asking of the attorney for the states challenging the law, isn't that activity that the federal government has the responsibility or certainly the right to try to address? And those are really critical issues about the law. And it seemed to me to indicate that at least those two judges were probably going to rule to support the mandate. But I acknowledge that there were reasons for opponents, such as the doctor here, to feel encouraged also.
Dr. Palmisano, do you want to respond to that?
I agree with him that nobody can predict what's going to come out of this, but I do believe that when they have time to reflect on all of this and look at all the arguments, they will realize that the argument that everybody's going to need medical care and therefore you have to have insurance is not really correct. I mean, you could be financially well off, elect not to buy insurance. You could live at home and not really venture out. You could drop dead from a heart attack, and there'd be no medical care involved. And then if this country's built on individual responsibility and a free enterprise system, it's not built on central planning and coercion. There are limited powers given to the federal government, and those powers that are not enumerated to the federal government belong to the states. And so I believe that in the long run, this law will be declared unconstitutional. And because the individual mandate, there's no severability in it, it will end up, the whole law will go down.
That leads us up to number two, the 2012 presidential election. That's up next on the countdown.
Bullfrog sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded served and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the number two item this week. The 2012 presidential race, the field of Republican candidates, starting with a discussion here of Bloomberg host Margaret Brennan and Al Hunt talk about the pros and cons of Tim Pawlenty's economic plan and how it's likely to hold up under the pressure of a presidential campaign.
The Google test, huh? We got to get rid of the post office and go with the private sector dominating some of these agencies instead.
Margaret, this is a bold and audacious plan. What he would do, he would cut taxes just dramatically for the wealthiest Americans, do away with capital gains and estate taxes and dividends taxes, and he would probably he would go and he would cut benefits for Social Security and Medicare recipients more than Paul Ryan did. When he puts a cap of 18% on spending, it almost certainly has to drive Medicare spending down. That is really bold and audacious. I'm not sure it's a political winner.
Not necessarily a political winner, but you have thought that Pawlenty is a contender here.
Oh, I think he's a contender, and I think this will be the centerpiece of his effort now. He's really saying that let the other people dominate some elements of the Republican Party. I am the real conservative here when it comes to economic policy. And this program is a really bold, the critics would say, very radical plan. He would end up with revenues at about 13.5% of GDP. Historically, they've been more like 18 or 19%. So he either would have massive budget deficits, or he would have to make draconian cuts in Medicare and Social Security. Those are the only choices.
Interesting in that interview with Peter as well to hear him say, you know, even Reagan didn't go far enough in terms of economic policy and really cutting the way that he would.
Well, he's right. He didn't. He also talked about the kind of growth rates he envisions, 5% growth, and he said that we had that during the Clinton years, which we did. Of course, Clinton increased taxes, not he didn't cut taxes, or at least the first couple of years.
Talk host Peter Tilden here with Casey Hunt from Politico.com, who's actually on Sarah Palin's bus, went for the tour last week.
What was that about? What happened on that tour that we didn't know behind the scenes?
Well, I mean, you did see a lot of it on TV. I mean, she spent a lot of time talking to the media once you caught up with her. But it was an adventure. You know, I mean, her team moved fast. They didn't really tell folks what they were doing next. The schedule was kind of always in flux. So there was a lot of racing up and down the roads trying to make sure that you kept up with her so that you would be there when she did, in fact, decide that she was going to step out and make some comments to the public.
The odd thing, in reading about her tour, Number one, did she go through red lights and speed on this tour? Or were those the vehicles following her?
A little bit of both. She was essentially in either a two- or a three-car caravan. So when they were making smaller trips during the day, it would be two SUVs. When they were, you know, moving from city to city, it was an SUV in the front and then the bus in the middle and then a third tailing SUV. And then behind all of those folks would be various reporters and cars. So the first car in her entourage would not run a red light, but it would often go on a yellow light that was about to turn red. So the trailing car would run the red light, and sometimes the bus would end up running the red light. And if the bus was in it and the first car ran the yellow, the bus and definitely the third car blew through the red. And then the reporters were left. I mean, it was very clearly, you know, no one was ever in the intersection when the light was either green or yellow.
Wow. So. And who's on the bus with her? What advisors? What machinery does she have in place?
This was a cadre of about, you know, six or eight staffers that were with her, and then varying members of her family. Todd Palin was along for part of it. Bristol Palin was along for part of it. By the end, it was just Sarah and her daughter, Piper. But, you know, her advisors mostly traveled in the SUVs, so she was with them when they were in the smaller things. You know, when she was on the bus, it was mostly just family. And, of course, the bus driver, who actually, interestingly enough, is the same driver that drove John McCain in 2008 on the Straight Talk Express.
Oh, so she got good recommendations. Well, but like country bands do that, they hire a driver that's good. My question for you is this. She's still doing the gotcha. They're trying to get me, like she's a victim. The Paul Revere thing is the latest, where she kind of convolutedly put together the fact that Paul Revere was shooting guns, ringing bells, and instead of saying, I was wrong, I misspoke, she's defending non-factual stuff. The interesting thing, because I never got to hear the question, she says it was a gotcha question where they're trying to trick her. The question was basically, what's your takeaway from this trip? That was the question. It wasn't a gotcha question.
The reporter who asked her the question was a local TV reporter who was looking for her to talk about, you know, some of the local sites in Boston, because that's what his viewers were looking for. And he asked her, you know, what did you learn from today? And she responded by saying, I learned about Paul Revere. And then you had, you know, her answer that was a little bit convoluted. So I guess it's up to your listeners to decide whether or not that's a gotcha question. But it sounded fairly open-ended.
Host Frank Beckman here with Mitt Romney. They focus on some of the criticism he's already getting in his presidential campaign.
You also have taken a lot of heat already in this nascent campaign for president this time around about health care in Massachusetts and how it compares to Obamacare, if you will, the Democrats' health care reform law. There are many similarities, but you believe that there's a distinct difference in that it's a state versus a national plan. I'd like you to talk about that for a few moments.
Well, first, I'll just note that if I'm elected president, I will repeal Obamacare, and I'll direct the Secretary of Health and Human Services to grant a waiver from Obamacare to all 50 states. It is a bad provision. And let me give you a number of the reasons why it's different and why it's bad. One is it costs a lot of money. It costs trillions of dollars, and we simply can't afford more federal spending. Secondly, it raises taxes. My bill didn't raise taxes. His bill raises taxes $500 billion. And then, of course, he cuts benefits to seniors and Medicare. My plan didn't do that either. He cuts them by $500 billion. And finally, the point you make, which is, look, let states be the laboratories of democracy. That's what the Constitution intended. His bill takes away the power of states. It's unconstitutional. It flies in the face of the principle of federalism, which is state guidance. And I think for that reason, you're going to see it reversed. And if I'm president, I'll make sure that happens.
Well, in fact, federalism, our system of government, the federal system, it gives states those powers. And you would not argue with any state, I take it, that wanted to emulate what you did in Massachusetts. It's the state right to institute that kind of forced health care coverage.
Well, the states have the ability to craft plans that they think are best to care for their own people. They do that with schools. We do it with other parts of our insurance system and for health care as well. States have the right under the Constitution to do what they think is in their best interest. And we as Republicans and Democrats came together. Our plan is still popular in the state. I saw a poll this weekend that three out of four people favor the plan. It's ahead by 3-1. So that's the way policy in this country ought to be crafted, as opposed to having the president decide what he wants to do and then imposing his will on the entire nation. That is not the way the Constitution intended for policies like health care and education to be carried out.
So that leaves us number one, which is Wienergate. No surprise there. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's ZeoKing.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, the number one countdown story is the Wiener Twitter scandal. Here are radio hosts Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talk to ABC's Aaron Katursky about Congressman Wiener, who still says he's not resigning, even though he's getting a lot of pressure from all sides.
He still says he ain't leaving, right, Aaron?
He says he is not resigning, despite mounting pressure on him coming from not only the right, but also the left, notably Senate Leader Harry Reid, who
call someone else.
What's that?
He said somebody asked him yesterday what he would do if Wiener called him, and he said have him call someone else.
Yeah. Said that he didn't want to be the one to offer advice. Call somebody else. He said he wishes he could defend Congressman Wiener, but he can't. Virginia gubernatorial candidate Tim Kaine, the former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, has flat out called on Wiener to resign, saying lying is intolerable. Even some of his closest colleagues in the House from New York, Nidia Velasquez, who represents another part of Brooklyn, said that, you know, credibility is the most important thing in this job. And so there really is tremendous pressure on Anthony Wiener now as he hunkers down, calls colleagues and donors and constituents to offer apologies.
There's really no way that anybody can force him to resign. They can censor him and so forth and so on. So really, it's just a matter of pressure. I mean, we see a lot of politicians saying they won't resign, and then a week or two later they resign. Is without any support, can he last a long time here?
Well, you know, Congressman Charlie Rangel lasted 2 years before the Ethics Committee finally got around to censuring him for his tax lapses. I mean, nothing needs to happen quickly. And the House isn't even in session, so the Ethics Committee has not started on this investigation that Nancy Pelosi has called for. But you have a good point. As there are more defections from Wiener's camp, it does make it more difficult for him. But he seems determined to see this through. Notably, he's trying to get through these first few days alone. His wife, who was not by his side at his news conference, is on an overseas trip with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, for whom she works, said to be anguished about the whole thing, knew about some of these online behaviors from before he was married, but thought that that part of his life was over. And she was said to have been devastated, though still acting professionally in her duties with the Secretary of State.
Talk host Steve Malzberg here with Noel Shepard from Newsbusters about comments made the way the news media has handled coverage of this story.
Do you think the media went overboard?
No, and I mean, you know, what's sad about Howard, you know Howard, I think you've probably even been on his show.
I've been on it a couple of times,
Yep. So, I mean, he's really a nice guy, and I think he means well, and he's got a tremendous amount of credibility because he used to be with the Washington Post, now the Daily Beast and CNN, and he's been doing reliable sources for quite some time now, about 10, 12 years or so he's been doing the show. So he's got a tremendous amount of credibility, and yet sometimes he comes out with these real doozies. And you almost have to wonder if he was out of the country in fall of 2006 when the entire media hyperventilated for 5 weeks over the Mark Foley scandal. This is what we've seen with the Wiener scandal here the past 2 weeks has been nothing. Like, I mean, we did a piece for Newsbusters, which I'm sure you saw, comparing the Time and Newsweek coverage of Wiener versus what they did with Mark Foley back in 2006.
Yes.
And I mean, in 2006,
minuscule, nothing this time.
They didn't do anything. I think our report says something like
160 words, I think. Oh, maybe compared to two cover stories.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's and if you remember, I think it was Newsweek had a picture of an elephant behind.
Yes.
On the cover of one of their issues back then, basically saying that the GOP was an elephant's butt.
Yes.
As a result, you know, just so I'm not sure why Howard was saying this. Now, to a certain extent, in fairness to Howard, he was talking about, you know, we've now had the DFK affair, we've had the Arnold Schwarzenegger affair, the John Edwards affair, and this, and they've all kind of come back to that. But so, you know, to a certain extent, I think he was talking about, if we think about the past 6 weeks or so, we certainly have been bombarded. But come on, this has been, even if you add up all of the coverage together,
right,
these four people, it's like nothing compared.
Absolutely.
To what we saw of Mark Foley.
The Wiener Twitter scandal, that's the most talked about topic on talk radio this week. So let's recap one more time. Sports talk, including NBA and NHL playoffs. The Arizona Wildfires, number 9. Number 8, John Edwards. Number 7, battle over the budget. Number 6, the covert war going on in Yemen, Libya, and more Middle East problems. Number 5, low job growth statistics. Number 4, the court challenge to Obamacare is number 3. Number 2 is the 2012 presidential election. And the Wiener Twitter scandal, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. Check all of it out if you want at Doug Steffen.